using the emotional energy as a way to open more fully into the truth of who I am and why I'm here. It was this process of unraveling.
Unconventional Life, the show where I interview successful entrepreneurs, creatives, and thought leaders on how they earn their living in non-traditional ways. We will explore how they took the path less traveled, what their revenue model looks like, and why they are prioritizing their passion over their paycheck. I'm your host, Jewel Schroeder.
Unconventional Life, welcome. This is your host, Jewel Schroeder, tuning in today from Marco Island, Florida, live from Joe Dispenza. I've got today's guest joining me from Austin, Texas, Jamie Thompson in the house. Jamie, are you ready to take us down the path less traveled?
Absolutely.
Super excited to have this woman on the show. I've had the pleasure of knowing you for goodness, like 7-8 years and have intimately gotten to know her body of work. And she is just such the real deal. Actually, I think we first met at Unconventional Life in Nicaragua back in 2017. And for those of you who do not know Jamie, she's the founder of Awakened Woman, a curriculum and community for women to reconnect with their feminine sensuality and power, turn on their orgasmic potential. And I know you've taken hundreds of women through group courses, attended your retreats. I know you've also led the Art of Lap Dancing at one of our retreats as well. And more than anything, you know, you draw a lot of modalities from Tantra, somatic psychology and embodiment, neuroscience to really develop this holistic body of work. And I know you have a big focus on men as well, some unconventional lifers. This isn't just the ladies episode, but how to really bring more intimacy and aliveness and vibrancy through sacred practice into your life, into your relationship, into your business, into your money, and all those different things. Jamie, it's so fun to have you on the air today. Welcome to the show. Fill in any gaps that I might have left out and give us a glimpse into your personal life.
Thank you so much for having me on, Jules. It's so great to see you again. And I'm taking a trip down memory lane and remembering all the amazing experiences at the two unconventional lives that I attended. And a glimpse into my personal life right now. I am growing in the deepest love that I have ever experienced. My business is going through a dharmic explosion where I just feel like I'm getting more and more clear and more guided on exactly the way that I am meant to serve here. So I'm just really thrilled to be here with you, share with you while you're at Joe Dispenza.
Only in the unconventional life would we be live from Joe Dispenza outside the conference room. And, you know, I know about your work specifically, you really have the path. You know, I think so many of us, we ask these questions, how do I figure out my purpose or what is this next expression of my money or my love or my relationship? And I know your journey very much started in asking those questions. And if we looked at the woman of who you are some time ago, it's definitely evolved from who you are now. And so if we were a fly on the wall, what are some of the things we would have seen in your life?
It's funny because there's a way that I came out of the womb asking what else, you know, from a very young age, I was always really curious about what was possible. And the path less traveled has been my entire life. I remember my dad telling me that, you know, you could go to college, or you could just find a way to create and deliver value doing what you love. And so I was always looking for what would that be? And I became really passionate about human potential and transformation through working with a life coach I had when I was getting in trouble when I was 17. So already going on the path less traveled and finding this way that I could direct all of the creative life force that I had that was going into destruction and getting in trouble and just being bored and not having anything to do, to actually directing that into creating something. So I moved to California, got on a train from little town in Montana and moved to California when I was 19. That journey led me into exploring transformational modalities and first off becoming a wing woman for men. That was my first niche market inside of the transformational industry. On that journey, I started to discover that one of the core pieces that was really holding men back in dating was sexuality and their level of approval approval for their own sexual desire and their own sexuality. And I thought that was really interesting. And eventually this path also led me into being an entertainer at one of the top gentlemen's clubs in Los Angeles. I lived in Los Angeles, but it was in Las Vegas. And that was a fascinating experience because I discovered that many of the men that were bringing women in were the ones that I was working with, and they were bringing in their partners. And I started to work with couples inside the strip club. So I was life coaching outside the strip club and also life coaching inside the strip club, and discovered that people paid me a lot more. Very unconventional. People paid me a lot more when I was inside the strip club. And I was like, wow, I could really turn this into a business, and really discovered what's possible when men in these partnerships could create a level of safety for their partners. And when their partners, these women, could find self-expression, could find approval for their sexuality. So this whole journey, unconventional journey, led me into then working with couples in increasing their intimacy and their communication. And a couple of years before I met you is when that chapter completed and I went full time into supporting couples. And at that time I was supporting couples and men. And 5 years ago, I one day had this in the middle of the night. Many of my downloads come in the middle of the night. It's really not convenient. You know,
never
in the middle of the night, wake up at 3 a.m. and I'm like, I need to create a program for women. And that became this journey. And that was sprung by incredibly painful heartbreak that I had. And I was like, okay, I'm going to turn this heartbreak into a journey of opening into our creativity and being able to receive more of life and allowing our turn on and our orgasm and our practice to be support for healing and opening and ultimately the creation of the life that we desire. So that kind of brings me into a current moment in my work where I've been leading groups of women online and in retreats to really tap into their own creativity through their sensuality, through their orgasm, through their pleasure. And so it's been an incredible journey to support high-powered women leaders who maybe haven't allowed themselves to give themselves the space to really focus their energy in the softer personal realms.
Absolutely. And I know that that was true in my story when we first met. And I even know in yours where this, you know, mentality of the modern women today, very much, it's like, she does it all. She's like boss mode in business. She's also in, you know, the household, taking care of life, the logistics. And so to have the space for yourself, for your feminine, and to do it in a different way. And I know that that was also part of your own dharmic path. And you really figured it out. You figured out, what's the shortcut? How do I stay in maximum woman potential? And woman, you know, can be however you relate to the word, you know, woman, but how do I stay in maximum that potential? And then what becomes possible from that? And I know as you've unlocked that, and a lot of what we're going to talk about in a few moments, you're in the most awesome romantic partnership that you've ever been in. Love deepening, business is taking off, the amount of women that you've been supporting skyrocketing. And so there really is a way through the relationship with self and these practices that it has directly related to the external. And I'd love for you to speak on that for just a moment and share a little bit about what you've tuned into and the type of conversation we're about to go into.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've discovered in this, I'll just kind of zoom in on the process where working with women and doing my own self-work in that way became the new iteration. That's when I created Awakened Woman. It was in a moment of complete despair. It was in one of those moments where every part of me wanted to close because I just had my heart broken. And I call it an initiation because I believe that heartbreak is an initiation. These moments that really blow us open into experiencing something greater than ourselves. It was a moment where I made the choice to go into alchemical practice, go into using the emotional energy and the incredibly intense sensations that I was experiencing in my body as a way to open more fully into the truth of who I am and why I'm here. It was this process of unraveling all of the stories, unraveling all of the places where I had needed validation from men in order to feel worthy, unraveling the places where I shut myself down from love. Like the armor around the heart was just opening and breaking. And it was incredibly, I call it excruciating beauty. You know, it was just this like agony agonizing ecstasy of like awakening into something greater. And it really was an awakening. In that journey, I was like both in the experience of it. And you know, those moments where you're in an open, transcended state where you can both be in your experience and fully witnessing it and like documenting it at the same time. Yeah. And then in that documentation is where I started to download this body of work for women. And it was some practices that I had practice from, you know, alchemizing really dark, dense energies in the strip club. I mean, it was stuff that I had been working with. This was really the culmination of it. And then the documentation of it. And I basically didn't leave my house for 3 months. I mean, I was in a portal of practice and really rewriting the internal landscape. After that, when I came out into the world, it was like everything actually looked different. People responded to me differently. I was suddenly getting this feedback that I was softer, yet more powerful, more radiant and emanating something different. And there was just this different energy. And I was like, wow, these practices, these things that I was doing, well, they work. People are responding differently. I feel completely different, regardless of how people are responding. Things in my life started to shift, levels of synchronicity and things becoming easier. The experience of grace and the way that men responded to me was completely different. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, money. It was like things started to shift. And I was like, okay, so the thing that we all know, we all hear and like know to be true intellectually of like, when you shift inside, everything outside shifts. Like it's actually true, right? When you really find the embodiment of it, my journey is like, what's the most pleasurable, most authentic way that we can shift what's happening inside so that the external world has something to really dock into.
I love that. And I know Unconventional Lifers, we have a really amazing giveaway if you're curious about some of these practices that we're going to talk about in a little bit here towards the end of the segment. And
hello, Unconventional Lifers. This is your host, Jules, with some exciting news to share. We just launched our next Unconventional Life event on a private island in Fiji this November 9th through the 13th. This 5-day business accelerator is going to be so awesome, full of 75 entrepreneurs, creatives, and thought leaders located on the most gorgeous private coral reef. I was there in June and absolutely fell in love. So if you are ready to head to your next level, you feel like there's something brewing inside of you, or you want an awesome pattern interrupt, make sure to head over to unconventionallifeshow.com/Fiji to get all the details about the event. We are selling tickets like crazy. We just launched this event and made it open. We do these events twice a year. So come connect with this amazing community. Join us on this island in Fiji. Even if you're a little bit curious, head over to that link to see what it's all about, and we'll see you there.
You know, I know a lot of those practices, like you said, you've tried them on. I know you've worked with so many different students on some of these practices. And I'd love for you, if there's one that you could share, some of our listeners are like, okay, Jamie, how do I like get started? Get me in there. How do I even try on this conversation? Or if they're curious, where's the place that they could start, and any one or two things you could give them as a takeaway?
I'll share kind of a beginning and kind of an advanced, because the advanced has to do with the giveaway. So beginning, our culture has us moving so much faster than what our human body is actually comfortable with. So our spirit can be super advanced and fast and like going through everything, but the body is often behind and it moves slower. And sometimes there's a difficulty with manifesting or magnetizing what we really desire, because our spirit and our mind is so far ahead and our body is like not ready for it. And so a lot of my work and the entry level to practice is actually coming back to a place where we are in our body, where we are present in our body, and practicing coming back into fully occupying this vessel for all of our incredible ideas and visions. And I know for a lot of entrepreneurs, the vision can be huge, and then it's just not embodied. It's not actually ours here yet on planet Earth. So a lot of my practices for men and women, I mean, breath work, coming back into movement, dance, but for men, sometimes they prefer non-linear movement. Through non-linear movement that is not actually coming from your mind, but is actually this experience of moving in a way that you are not sure who's leading, like where it's coming from. It's not your mind doing dance moves, but there's a practice called centrally embodied flow that I work with women with. It is really about allowing the pulse that's happening inside your body all the time, that if you slow down and get quiet enough, you can feel and hear and sense, allowing that to lead your body and open your experience of your sensual divine nature. More advanced one is actually cervical dearmoring. One part of opening into your body is opening your pleasure and your orgasm. For many people, they're like, oh my God, that's such a big jump. You're talking about orgasm now on an entrepreneur podcast. I know. I'm making this jump because this is an incredibly powerful moving meditation. Orgasm, sex is a moving meditation, and we're creating an altered state, much like you do with breath work or plant medicine, but it can happen simply through the erotic energy. And when you can learn to harness that energy in your body, your vision becomes much more accessible in the now moment. It's like a vacuum that pulls and magnetizes things into you. I work with women specifically in reconnecting with their orgasm, reconnecting with their yoni and their body in a way that is really a co-creation with magic and with the infinite. Since the cervix is actually the gateway between this material reality that we live in and the infinite, we all came through the cervix unless we came through a C-section, but ideally humans are actually being birthed through this incredible portal. So when you can tune into and reconnect with the portal of your cervix and release tension that's in the way of the orgasmic bliss that is possible from connecting energetically or physically with your cervix, there's a new opening into what it is to be human, a new opening of what it is to be a woman in this life, to be in your body. So I look at orgasm as a method of embodied awakening, a method of coming back into relationship with this thing that has been in many ways made taboo and forbidden, is not openly discussed in many communities and circles. And so when we can really bring a conversation of curiosity and joy to this incredible gift that we all have in our bodies, it can be a path of enlightenment.
Absolutely. Well, Unconventional Lifers, we have got a great giveaway we're going to talk about in just a few moments here, if your curiosity is piqued about that. And, you know, just to echo that, you know, I have found my own life, like so much of living life through my head, being disassociated, not even recognizing I'm either caught in the what was moment or the what could be, but never in the ever present now. And I think if you really check yourself and you get honest with yourself, it's so easy. I think this next moment is going to be like the last, or this could be versus that. And that's why I think meditation and the power to bring future into now, you have to physically be in the now. And to orgasm specifically, what have you found about that? Because I know it is one of your favorite practices, favorite tools amongst all the tools. You've studied all different kinds of tools, but of getting in the body, and there's a special portal, and you've talked about it a little bit, but specifically with orgasm and manifestation. And I'd love for you just to bridge that a little bit further.
Yes, absolutely. When we are in a state, in an orgasmic state or a perio-orgasmic state, which means that it's not just a climax, but it's an extended wave-like place where we are allowing the reverberations of orgasmic energy to move through our entire body. So it's a non-localized experience. Many people have a relationship with orgasm that is very localized to the genitals. This is something that is beyond that, where it's a field that you surrender into. It's that space. Commonly among entrepreneurs, we talk about flow states. It's like a flow state where you're in that place where all is right in the world, and you just feel so connected and clicked in with universal intelligence and reality. And you feel so connected to your partner if you're with someone, or so connected to yourself and the divine if you're alone in your own practice. In this space, what was has the space to shed and die, so that what is new and what is being born has the space to grow. They call the orgasm la petite mort in French, which means the tiny death. Orgasm is a tiny death. And if you can imagine, everyone imagine right now, a moment where you had a really great orgasm and you feel that. It's like something happens where there's a complete release and let go of control, even if only for a second. That is one of the keys to opening, to magnetizing a vision into your life. One of the keys of manifestation is to let go of the outcome of how it's going to come, right? Like, it's actually allowing yourself to receive it. So in that moment of orgasm, there's an opening and a deeper access to receiving. And so when we can work with that and expand that moment that's only a few seconds into a few minutes or an hour, there's a longer period of time that we're actually living in the new timeline. We're living in the new timeline that we're manifesting. We are experiencing it, and we can use the power of visualization, the power of breath, the power of sound, all of these embodied human technologies that we already have. We can use those as ways to keep ourselves in our bodies in the present moment and in a receptive place. And the longer we stay in that receptive place, the quicker things come. I mean, and this is the incredible part of it, is it becomes like a synchronistic unfolding that happens and ripples throughout the next few days. When we can really approach our practice of an experience of orgasm from this place that is not limited to what I call like a quick genital sneeze, right? Like a quick explosion of pleasure. And then you're like, okay, I'm done. It's like, no, what if you approach this like you are going to a $30,000 retreat and you're showing up to receive something? Approach your orgasm like that, because there's like this incredible opening, and it really can become your teacher. It can become a portal to manifestation. I mean, I remember specifically, like on the ground example, a moment where I'm not sure. Often I'll bring something that I'm uncertain about, you know, like I don't quite have the clarity on something yet. And I'll bring that as an intention of like, I'd like to receive some clarity about this in practice. And I was like, should I move? It was actually about moving to Austin. Where should I go next? As I was leaving Boulder, right? I was leaving Boulder, Colorado, and going on little magic carpet ride and to Hawaii and all these Tulum and all these different locations. And then I was like, where am I going to land? And I was like, okay, great. I'm just going to bring that into my practice. All of a sudden it was like something clicked that I was like, that's in Austin. Like I saw a street. I saw something that I had seen before. It was a house that a friend lived on a particular street in Austin. Random flash that came in this experience. And then this knowing came in that was like, and your partner's in Austin. Wow, that's really rare. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to go with that. And you know, this is something that I know that you teach, which is like rapid manifestation. Like you're rapid tuning in and just like actually trusting the first thing that comes and not overthinking it. It was one of those practices that then ended up leading me here. And sure enough, one of the first people I met in Austin was my partner. We didn't get together for, you know, another 6 months, but it was just like that came from this practice. Yeah.
So good. Jamie Thompson, everyone. And I love how you talk about it as a non-localized sensation, as orgasm, as a feel, not dependent on a partner, not dependent on an experience, but really the opening of yourself. And I always like to say, you can either create from the field or you can create from form. And when you're creating from form, which is what we're so often taught, we're using matter and things move slow. It's like, I want to get more clients. I'm going to make 15 client calls and do this follow up or that. Or I can go ahead and bring that into intention, or like, where should I move? I can make 10 lists of 10 cities and research and do all the pros and cons. Or I can go into the field where things move way faster, vibration travels way faster, and anchor that in. And I really believe that's been the hack for me. It's been the hack. If I were to survey the show, said in a different way, is when you start learning to hack this in yourself with various tools, and I love you offering orgasms, one of them, things really do move that efficiently. And we are destined to be a match for the things that we want. And getting into the field and the form is such the shortcut. So I know there's so much more we could say about that on Crunch Flavors. We're going to go into the giveaway in just a second. I want to transition to the rapid fire round, which is our last part of the show. Series of lightning questions coming at you. Are you ready?
Hello, Unconventional Lifers. This is your host, Jules, with some exciting news to share. We just launched our next Unconventional Life event on a private island in Fiji this November 9th through the 13th. This 5-day business accelerator is going to be so awesome, full of 75 entrepreneurs, creatives, and thought leaders located on the most gorgeous private coral reef. I was there in June and absolutely fell in love. So if you are ready to head to your next level, you feel like there's something brewing inside of you, or you want an awesome pattern interrupt, make sure to head over to unconventionallifeshow.com/Fiji to get all the details about the event. We are selling tickets like crazy. We just launched this event and made it open. We do these events twice a year. So come connect with this amazing community. Join us on this island in Fiji. Even if you're a little bit curious, head over to that link to see what it's all about, and we'll see you there.
I'm ready.
All right. Question number one, fill in the blank, speaking about yourself. If you really knew me, you would know what?
I'm really shy and introverted.
I do know that about her. I have been to her house in Boulder when she had one here. I love it.
I like next hermit question. Out, you know, and to be like, where are you?
It's dark. That's why we were friends.
Exactly.
We can both go dark. I love it. Next question. What is one book or one saying thing that you've heard or read recently that you feel like's really evolved your perspective, or something you might want to offer if someone wants a pattern interrupt? Could be about any topic.
You are what you are seeking.
Love that. Next question. If you could turn back the time to your 16-year-old self, give her a piece of advice that you know now, what would you say to her?
Keep listening to what you know is true in your body, regardless of the resistance that you experience in the outside world.
Beautiful. And lastly, Jamie, when you think about living the unconventional life, what does living the unconventional life mean to you?
It's tuning into what is true inside and allowing that and the devotion to that to be the guiding light in your life. And then you end up being a lighthouse for others to discover whatever it is that is most true for them.
I love that. Jamie Thompson. Jamie, tell us about the giveaway that you've got for one of our listeners.
So I'm so excited to share this. So I have a course coming up in October. It's the live container of Sex Magic Cervix, which is a course to de-armor your cervix and unlock your orgasmic potential. And this is an offer for women only, although it's for men in the way that if you give this to your partner, it will be good for you as well. So I would love to give the gift of the self-led version of this course, which is a $500 course, to one of your listeners so they can experience the beginning understanding of how to let go and how to receive and how to open to manifestation and deeper pleasure that lasts for days in their orgasm.
I love that, Jamie. Such a generous offer. Unconventional Lifers, you can head over to the website at unconventionallifeshow.com. Click on the giveaway tab if you want to enter to win that giveaway. As a reminder, giveaways are always open 1 week after the episode airs. Our episodes are always out every single Monday, so make sure to tune in then and never miss one of our giveaways. And Jamie, for those that may even be curious about this giveaway, that are like, is it going to be live? Are people going to know I'm doing this? Like, you know, I know it's also very private. Like, it's a self-led, it's in your own. So can you share about that a little bit? So if you're kind of curious and you're like, you know, want to step in, but you don't want to go all the way in, you definitely can do that with this giveaway.
This giveaway is the self-led version of the course. So it's the 5 modules of material. It's completely private, and you don't even have to join the Facebook group where people come and ask questions, and you can if you want, but it's completely private, and there's videos and diagrams and research and guided audios to really support you in developing your personal practice with your orgasm and your pleasure. Now, I also have a live container version. So that's something that other people can do or that you could upgrade to if you want to be in the intimacy of a group and you want to experience more specific guidance with me, that is also an option. But you can be completely anonymous and receive this gift and do the self-guided Sex Magic Cervix.
Thank you for that, Jamie. Unconventional Lifers, head over to the website, unconventionallifeshow.com. And as you mentioned, I have seen Jamie. She has facilitated at some of the Unconventional Life events. She's incredible in the space that she holds and what she offers. And I know for those that want to follow along, stay in touch, check out the live version. I know being with you live is like every time I'm always hearing about what's opening up, you know, in the field. It's just, it's fantastic, mind-blowing. So how do people follow along and what's the best place for people to stay in touch?
Absolutely. So I'm pretty active on social media, posting content about all things pleasure, embodiment, orgasm, power, responsibility, sexy and not sexy topics, you can find me on Instagram at Holistic Sex Coach and just search for Jamie Elizabeth Thompson on Facebook, or you can find all of my courses for women on awakenedwoman.life. And on awakenedwoman.life is where you can find the Sex Magic Cervix live or self-guided container as well.
Awesome. We will throw those links at our show notes, unconventionallifeshow.com. Jamie, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. And it's just been such an honor to witness your transformation and growth. I mean, I feel like we've kind of grown up in all of our things together, you know. It was like, I was just starting Unconventional Life and the ways and the twists and turns, and to, you know, be able to witness from afar what you've been doing, to have you on the show now. It's like, it's awesome to watch you keep soaring. So Unconventional Lifers, definitely check this woman out.
Yes, it has been incredible. I love how we've known each other through so many phases of our journey. And it's just so great to see you again. And thank you for what you're doing in the world. And for anyone who hasn't gone to Unconventional Life yet, I really want to recommend it as a real turning point for me in my journey of being around other people who were walking the path less traveled. Because until that point, I thought I was kind of out here on my own, just, you know, beating the drum of, you know, moving from truth and personal power, and everyone else was following the rules. And I was like, where are my people? So there's a way that I just, Unconventional Life was such an important part of my journey. So I just want to thank you for what you're doing, Jules, and recommend it to anyone who is in that place where they're wondering where their people are.
Thank you. Well, it's a perfect segue because we have another one coming up in November on a private island in Fiji, November 9th through the 13th, a group of 75. We're almost halfway sold, but it really is such a magnet for people in transitions who know they are at those turning points. They know that there's something more calling them. They felt like the lone wolf. You're not necessarily sure what the thing is. I always like to say is clarity is the number one thing people get out of the experience. And it's at that cellular level. It's like what you don't know that you don't know that you feel, that gets illuminated, and we get to do it together. Because I really believe that is the way forward. We alchemize their own brilliance in pursuit of how we alchemize it in co-creation. So thank you for that. Unconventional Lifers, unconventionallifeshow.com/Fiji. If you want to check out that event, Jamie, so good to chat with you once again, then we'll be in touch. Thanks so much, everyone. I'm